On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Cults 2, Cross-Platform Presentations, and Pro 6 Problems. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Our first question comes from Savage Arfod on YouTube, including Scientology? That was his whole question. Now, I think what he's referring to is the fact that that particular video, I was talking all about church tech, as I do all the time. That's my whole gig. And non-church people, you're welcome. Come on in. I don't dislike you whatsoever, but I just target towards churches. So he was asking if I was including Scientology. This information is all out there. It is. I'm sorry, it is. It's not that I can somehow prevent any group from learning what I'm saying. I can't, you know, like, hey, stop. If you are not a Christian, and when I say Christian, I mean evangelical, although sometimes Catholics are okay. Bleh, yuck. No, I can't do that. I can't filter out who watches my stuff and who doesn't. But I can love you and pray for you. I can do that. And while I don't agree with Scientology, in fact, none of that matters. All that matters is that this information is out there, other places, and if you want to listen through all of my talk about churches and an occasional reference to Jesus and my faith in him, please, especially that last part, listen to it. I'm in favor of that. Okay. So that's basically my standpoint is I can't stop you from listening, and I hope you pick up something good in addition to this tech stuff. Okay, next, Jesus Jehovah on YouTube, who I don't think is a Jehovah's Witness, but that would be kind of interesting given the previous question, but we'll continue on. I have ProPresenter 5 for PC. Can I use a program I made at home with the Mac at church? So he has Pro 5 on his PC at home, wants to do the work at home, take it to church, and present it with his Mac. Yep, no problem. No problem at all. You don't need a registered copy to make presentations. You only need a registered copy to present. So it's ProPresenter. Not pro maker and uploader and presenter. It's pro presenter. So the presentation they know is the core functionality. And so they don't care how many copies you use as long as you're only presenting with licensed copies. So that's not a problem. Now, you're going to run into a few minor issues, annoyances. First off, the Mac has more ability to tweak settings, so sometimes something you'll create it on the PC and it won't show up exactly the same. Just keep that in mind. Another thing is make sure your fonts are identical. So if you're using Helvetica at home, make sure you have Helvetica at church and make sure it's the same Helvetica, because Helvetica new is not the same as Helvetica. So keep that in mind as well. Make sure the resolutions are the same, and it should work fine. So I think that's pretty much it. One thing, this was just a recently announced thing, Pro 5 for the PC uses QuickTime, and it's no longer supported by Apple and has some vulnerabilities. If you try and uninstall it on your Windows machine, you will run into problems. So just be safe, be very, very careful, etc. Go to Renewed Vision site for more details on that. But Pro 6 doesn't use QuickTime anymore. So once you upgrade to that, you won't have that problem. It's just a caution that I've run into since you sent in your question a little earlier. Now, finally, Christopher Wolf on YouTube asks, "Hi, Paul. Has ProPresenter 6 worked out some of the issues concerning with running on a Windows-based operating system?" And the answer is, I've heard mixed things. I've heard some people that absolutely love it, and others that use some features or the way they're using it, I don't know, they run into problems. But every day it gets better, and I think I don't see a huge issue with it. I'm always in favor of using ProPresenter on a Mac if you can, but if you don't have that as a possibility, then Pro 6 on a PC, keeping in mind that it's not exactly the same program, it's mostly the same, but there are some modules that don't carry over and other things like that. Yeah, I think that it's a good alternative, and I think that it's getting better all the time. So just watch and see what people are saying about it and see if you become comfortable with it. I think right now I would say I would be comfortable with it, but it's all opinion right now, and it's still new. They're still working out the stuff. Keep in mind they've had Pro 6 for Mac for like 8 to 12 months, Pro 6 for PC about 6 months. So it's a little behind, but it's coming along. Well, I hope that it helped you, and I hope it answered one of your church tech questions. If it didn't, just leave a comment below the video, whether you're on YouTube or over on TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Can't find this video? No problem, just leave it under one of the other videos. I'll get it either way. While you're at TrinityDigitalMedia.com, then sign up for my email newsletter by going to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/newsletter. Strangely enough, and I'll send you a free subscription to my email newsletter that I send out new stuff every week. Reminds me, I need to write something this week. And I've got it set up to where it sends you various free church tech training resources, no matter whether you're into ProPresenter, new media, social media, video, what have you. It will send you these different things, and you just pick whichever you're interested in, and you can download them or download all of them. I don't care. I'm offering them to you by all means. So go ahead and do that, and I hope those resources and the stuff that I've been helping you with today will help you go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.